Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When you go to interview for people, you're trying to sell yourself to them, right? Mm-hmm. But I've learned now that after that, this guy a bit, now it's my turn to figure out what is that you provide.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to waste each other's time. I don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste my time, because one of the bigger things when I was working as a general manager was turnover is a huge expense for the restaurant industry. So you get pressure from your superiors. Hey, why do you have so much turnover? Why? What are you doing in particular that is causing this?
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, it's how to quit your restaurant job. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you
don't. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
In studio, we have today the one, the only, Omar Irasso.
Hey now. Good to be back.
Yes, back again more than anybody else.
Because I'm very available. Nothing to do with material as much as like, oh, who's available? Here you go.
Stop it. And actually, on material, this show is built around you because you recently quit your restaurant job.
I would like to say I didn't quit as much as I've left very temporarily with an aggressive kind of quit. So basically... So we'll just get into it right away. My idea, first of all, the reason that I left, honestly, I have had some health issues and I've had some other stuff that was going on, and that just wasn't conducive to me. The borderline, the decision was made based on like, yo, these guys got me running around this place like an idiot, because the way that they made augmentations, if you will, to the restaurant, they've augmented the restaurant, and instead of it being a lot of fun, it turns out being like, you know, it's not what I wanted it. So now you're sprawled around and you're running around everywhere, and I don't like working like that.
It's a big footprint.
It's a big footprint. And honestly, my health hasn't been, you know, at peak level. So at peak level, you're fine. But right now, it wasn't for me at this particular point. I have no animosity towards my employers, and I left on very good terms, and you know, but who knows? Someone always gets upset, you know?
You quit.
Yeah, I quit.
Well, let's talk about what regular jobs or corporate jobs do, the procedures that they usually go through when they quit. And so you mentioned the physical part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so some corporate jobs are physical.
Yeah.
But most can be... stressful emotionally and mentally. Mm-hmm. And I put that all in the same basket.
Okay.
And so there's a physical and emotional strain. Perhaps you're not happy with the pay. Most likely, mm-hmm. you're gonna want to
level up. Usually that's the one. That's generally the one that's the final straw in most people. But like in my particular thing, it wasn't that. Like for me, I'm more about hourly rate being very maximum, mm-hmm. and I don't need to work a lot of hours. Ideally, like we started chatting, we were talking about how much I work, and I'm working about 3 hours a night, maybe four. So it's kind of hard for me. Am I making a little less money than before? Yeah. But
quality of life. Well, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's okay, the pay has to be on par with the level of stress that you're getting.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Absolutely.
So as we're talking about a regular corporate job, if your thought process is, and I'm not getting paid enough for this shit,
yes.
then that's going to slide up your timetable of quitting. And there's also an unsustainable... work-life balance. If you're just simply working too much, mm-hmm. and you're really not having that balance of, you know, off time and not having to think about it, And I must say, that has to be one of the best things about the restaurant business, mm-hmm. is that you really don't have, once you leave the building, you're choosing whether or not you're going
to
bring...
you don't have anything to bring home with you, really.
Exactly.
My aunt worked in a corporate role. She was really high up in the food chain. Mm-hmm. And she recently just did a little early retirement because of the constant, you know, phone calls at home, work. It was just, it was never ending. The money was great.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, like you said, it can be on both sides of the spectrum. Made great money, but it just wasn't worth the overall nink all the time.
So let's talk about the best way to quit when you're in the restaurant, mm-hmm. right? Regular places, they give you, you know, 2-week notice, and you're going to have a formal letter of resignation. You're going to do some measure of handing off to, you know, whoever's replacing you.
Training somebody
mm-hmm. and things like that. And you want to maintain...
good status.
Good status and professionalism mm-hmm. while you exit and leave on good terms.
Yeah, leave on good terms.
You know, those are all sounds good things. But we're talking about the restaurant here. And I have my feelings about the 2 weeks that I'll tell you about later.
Okay.
And so let's talk about how to quit restaurant jobs. Okay. And so, to me, it doesn't really matter if you're quitting for another restaurant or you're quitting to leave the industry altogether. Yeah. These factors are you know, kind of coincide for me.
Okay.
And I learned a lesson very early in my career. My first restaurant job, I got pissed off and I wanted to walk out. And an old head held my ear and said, "Listen, never leave a restaurant job until you have another
job."
Yeah, 100%.
And that really saved me. So I started looking for another job. So that would be...
Step one.
Guaranteed.
It's a huge, the thing is, I mean...
It's so much easier to find a job when you have another job.
The transition for me was, I had another job ready to go that mm-hmm. wanted me. And I had another job that, you know, we didn't have any particular issues. But... And I wanted to not feel that monetary hit during that entire time, which is huge because I already knew the place concept, but it had changed since I'd been there. It's been like 4 or 5 years at least. And it had changed over to another. So it used to be a corporation that was big, and then now it's huge.
And it's
even worse.
Training usually on corporations are like, it's like going to university.
Yes, yeah. But again, I was, you know, I got grandfathered in. I had 2 days of training, and whenever you're ready to go, you could go.
Okay, so supposing that you didn't now, because mm-hmm. we wanted to give advice
to everybody.
To everybody general. Yeah. Right?
If I could give everybody advice, it's just be ready as best as possible to transition. I went from making cash every day mm-hmm. to getting checks, and I hadn't gotten checks in years.
So
now it's auto deposit, and then and that also changes your life because you spend money like crazy when you got cash coming in, and you're like, oh, this is brr, brr, brr. And then since that you get this huge chunk of money all at once, and you're like, well, I'm confused as to what to do, man. Because even though, again, we're not talking about giant figures here, but it does affect your life in mm-hmm. the way that your budget and the way that you handled it before.
How do you feel about going out? Like, because cash in hand to me gives me that license to go
freedom.
Out. Yes.
Yeah. You can make it again tomorrow.
Yeah, because in my mind, I'm like, let's go. Yes. What's stopping me?
Yes.
Got money.
Yeah.
So how does that mentally, like...
I mean, I think I'm still settling in on it. I still haven't. It's been months now, and I'm still trying to figure out how. Like, I'll give you one instance that happened when it comes with a corporation that I was kind of pissy about. I really don't need my check that day, you know, and I don't need it maybe a few days later. I don't need it. But for some reason, the general manager went on vacation, and then all of a sudden, this is a small place that is only open up at night. Mm-hmm. So the deliveries for the checks, and since I hadn't set up for auto deposit, nor was I concerned about it, the checks don't come in one day and then another day. And then now it's a week and the checks aren't there.
That's an issue.
That's a huge issue because meanwhile, it's like I've never, in every situation that I've been in where I've been the boss, if that check isn't in the bag,
you got to go get it or you got to write one up for them.
Yeah.
It's never been the case that this happened. And this, and again, since I'm really chummy with the management team over there, so I'm not super upset, and I wasn't hard up for money. But if I was hard up for money, I would have thrown a fit.
Which a lot of servers and restaurant people are.
Yeah, no, of course. So you do need to have a little bit of a nest egg, even if you're kind of, you got to take into consideration. Some places it could be 2 weeks of training, it could be 5 days of training, it could be a month of training. So that's all no money, and you cleaning up and helping the other guy make money while you're there, and that's going to affect you severely.
And are the is the pay period bi-weekly or weekly?
Bi-weekly.
Okay. Because our place is weekly. Super wild. Okay, so let's talk about getting, like, we want to give some advice on, okay, you're not happy. Now what, right? And getting a restaurant job, to me, is like doing some scouting. You talk to as many friends as you have in the industry.
That's the biggest one.
Wherever you go out, you're looking and you're talking to the waiter. How do you like it here?
Yeah.
Are they
hiring? Checking the ambiance. You're checking the vibe in the building.
The vibe is huge. Yes. And so you're looking at them, are they having fun? Do they look happy? And you ask questions. Mm-hmm. So what kind of scouting do you do when you're kind of considering another?
Yeah, I mean, you look around, you check out, you know, just the flow, see how they engage with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, like you said, the camaraderie, you know, is there full hands in, full hands out kind of thing? Is it, you know, is it more like, you kind of just peep at all the situation. Bathrooms, I check it all out.
Okay. What about you?
I'm looking at volume. I'm looking at hours of operation, probably number one.
Oh,
hours
nice.
Of operation are huge for me.
Yeah, okay. It's like, that's absolutely.
I do not want to work lunches. I do not want to work lunches. Nothing wrong with it. I've done it in the past mm-hmm. before, but the way that my life is right now, I don't want to work lunches. I could sell a steak for $85 a night, or I could sell a burger for $15, $17, $25. I don't care how much the burger is. It's not going to get to $85 unless they're eating it three at a time.
Yeah.
So for me, that's huge. Whether they pay cat, like if you're getting paid at the end of the night.
No, that's a big thing, yeah.
Huge. Like,
at the end of the night.
True. I mean, the only reason that I probably would have left sooner was... If that had been cash at the other place, I would have been like, oh, you know. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, you know, if you know somebody there, just kind of like, just for my particular situation, it just makes it so much easier. Hours of operation, the tip out factor, you got to find that out. And true. I think that over the years, I've been like, listen, you know, when you go to interview for people, you're trying to sell yourself to them, right? Mm-hmm. But I've learned now that after that this guy a bit. Now it's my turn to figure out what is that you provide.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to waste each other's time. I don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste my time because one of the bigger things when I was working as a general manager was turnover is a huge expense for the restaurant industry. So you get pressure from your superiors. Hey, why do you have so much turnover? Why? What are you doing in particular that is causing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So as you go along and you're doing your scouting,
yes.
To me, you are also evaluating the marketplace of your job.
Yes.
So if it doesn't compare or
yeah, you know, you're looking at, you know, if you have insurance already, does the place have insurance?
Yes.
Does it like you said, if you don't want to work lunch, does it do lunch? Or if you do want to work lunch, how are the lunches?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those little things that you want to make sure you're comparable to what you're leaving, so you're not feeling like you're not feeling the grunt off the rip, and you're not feeling like you've left a better situation.
Or, yes. My point exactly. All of a sudden, you're feeling kind of good about your job.
Yes. No, there's a lot of, listen, there's a lot of stuff that the other job provides that this one does not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. I wish I had more animosity towards it to make this a more interesting kind of situation, but it's not. There are things that you go, oh, I kind of miss this.
Yeah.
You know, my place, it's not very big, but you got to run your own food. You got a food runner that we tip out, but doesn't do a lot of food running.
It's more like an expo?
It's like, hey, if your food's up, it's an expo. You know, listen, nothing. And then we, you know, at our other place, it was like, they were very good. That food got to the table. You weren't concerned about stuff like that. But no, I do miss certain things of it. But the overall, you know, I'm happy with the decision. And, you know, it is what it is. And at some point, I'll come back. Because I didn't leave on bad terms. And who knows what life will change in the future.
So here's to me now the trickiest part of getting another job when you have a restaurant job. Because ideally, you want to, A, get the job without them calling your other job for a reference.
Yeah.
So then I would suggest giving a key employee that you know, or even a manager that's really, really cool with you, that's able to, you can invite in and say, hey, if they call or whatever, ask for this person. You really want to have that reference check go as smoothly as possible. So then say you get the job, you still aren't quitting. This part is so challenging, is to train at the other job
while working in one spot.
Yes, while keeping the other job. And so that is, I mean, like when you went to the other place, you still were training
I was still training while I was still working the other job, but it just wasn't on my days off from the other job. It was, and since I don't work a lot of hours, it's fine. But I would see that if it was the case the other way around, that it would be very difficult to learn this new entire menu, plus do your other job. And because a lot of these companies, I remember I told you there was a famous restaurant that I went and worked for a day. Do you think I should say which one it is?
Sure.
So I went and I was talking that I don't work lunches, but I was like, I gotta maybe just check things out and see how things are. And I knew somebody at this particular place. They got me the job, and I go in and I said, and I was like, okay, let's see. That's how it's going to be like. Man, I walked through the door. This place might as well be like the Teamwork Factory. I mean, I put the glass down. The other guy pours the water. The other one puts a straw in. Like it's it. And then someone else puts it on a tray. And then you're like, who is my waiter?
Yeah.
And I find it what I like is that I am the spear of this mm-hmm. situation.
You want the control.
I'm going to be the person that you tip well at the end.
You want to be the guy.
And I'm going to be the one that takes the blame when something goes wrong. You can't just be like, oh, well, I asked him for the lemons. I'm the one that is responsible for whatever the
I'm your guy.
I'm your guy.
And this place was, I lasted there. And meanwhile, their expectations of you learning that this, first of all, listen, do I know a little bit about wine? Yes. Do I know about beer? Do I know about bourbon? I know a lot about a lot of stuff, but I can't memorize your entire list of beers, plus learn all the appetizers, plus learn 3/4 of the entrees in day one.
They want the commitment.
Yeah. No, that's what they want. And the thing is, I'm embarrassed if I wasn't going to be able to pass the test. And I probably wouldn't have passed the test just because I go, I don't want to. You know, there's certain things that I don't want to. It's funny because sometimes people go, hey, do you know how to do the? I go, I don't know. And it's not that I'm incapable of doing. I don't want to know.
I think the want to is missed in our society. Like when people say, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? That you're asking the wrong question.
Yeah. I'm unwilling to.
Yes. That's very important.
Absolutely. Yes.
So now we get the job.
Yes.
And we've trained. My advice is to work both as long as possible. As long as you can juggle, please juggle, because it's not over.
You want the transition to be super. Yeah, you want to make sure those first couple checks come in.
Yes, you want to make sure
your money is right.
Yes,
because it might not be right, and you might be like, "Why? What did I do?
What did I do? You said it was going to be like this, but it's not. You're expecting me to have 2-table section for 3 months.
That's true, that too.
You know, they like throwing in grenades in this thing where you're like, man. But if you
lied to me,
you lied to me. You lied to me, Bobby, or somebody that that was out all of a sudden came back, and your schedule's not what it was promised, you know? Yeah. And so it's always ever changing. So you want to work both, if you can, for as long as possible.
I tried that, actually. I tried to keep one foot in the door, but the thing was, I was giving very little. So the idea was, listen, I can work this shift, and it's Sunday, all day, whatever you want, day or night. This is the day that I'm available. Do it. Nobody ever wants to work Sundays. I really thought it was a nice olive branch, as if you will, to keep my foot into the door. Because why let someone? But I find that it doesn't matter. The better you are treated at a place, the more animosity there is when you leave it. You're like, we've given you everything you've wanted.
Mm.
Now they're angry that you, even though in their eyes, they feel they give you above and beyond what maybe you even deserved. Now they hold, you're like, no, F you, and I'm not saying that was the case with me, but I find it that it's been in my life a lot where I leave a place, even if it's in the best of terms, where there's a little bit of anger there, like,
why are you leaving? We've given you everything you want.
Hell has no fury like a restaurant scorn.
Yeah.
Restaurants don't want to be left, man. No, it's worse than the worst relationship you ever had. Like, they will smile in your face. They will be your best friend. A, they don't want you to even have another restaurant job at the same time.
Oh, you no, say, hey, no, you
know,
no.
I know you're only willing to give me one shift a week. I'm going to work over here. They go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want this?
Yeah, no. 100%.
Like, why do you have to go anywhere? They will not accommodate you. If you want to work another restaurant job, tell them you're going to school.
Yeah. No, yes.
Lie to
you
them.
You have to lie. Yeah. And I don't like that. I don't like to. Like, I think that I could have lied, honestly, and say, hey, listen. I could have been a little more honest. I would have, listen, I really haven't come.
You send mixed messages.
I could have lied,
but I could have been more honest.
What I mean
Which
is,
one sorry, are you? Sorry,
what's happening? You're lying to us right now.
He's lying to himself.
Boom. More important.
No, I just haven't fleshed out these feelings, if you will,
okay,
about it. So I feel that I could have done a better job and just being a little more honest. Say, hey, listen, I'm having some health issues. Mm-hmm. I really don't feel, but I would have to tell them, hey, it's based on the health issues are based on how you're running the restaurant, which is having me run around like an asshole, right?
Well, you could have left that part out.
What I'm saying is that could have done it, but I guess I would have to say that it doesn't matter what you tell them. They're not gonna be real happy with it. I could have done a better job. I don't know what I could have said. Maybe you could tell me how.
No. I have no idea, because it's really tough to say that I could have said this, but this would have resulted. Because you just have to step out on faith and declare what
exactly
it is.
It's going to happen, exactly.
Yes, correct. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
We're in the part of the show. We're going to wrap it up with this. Like, why leave your restaurant job? And health issues is a big one.
It's a great one, yeah.
I mean, we have a big footprint, and not only that, none bit of it is carpet. It's all concrete and pavers.
Marlon says multiple times it's rough on the shoes, and he buys new shoes, and it still burns right through them. So I can imagine what would you know, if you're dealing with health issues,
mm-hmm.
and he's super fit.
No, 100%. No, it is. No, and the other option was inside in a small restaurant with wooden floors, where there's no sun coming in anywhere. I'm happy with that. Like, it just was a good spot for my particular, again, making a little
small
less
footprint, AC.
Yeah, AC, come on. And then they wanted you. You've been courted for quite a while. Yeah. Like, when are you going to come back?
Yes.
And then eventually you're like, all right, but like, you get one bad day at your job, you're like, I'm out of here. but no, listen, I put a lot of thought into it. And again, I not only is it, I feel like, I don't know if other people feel the same way, but you do create a camaraderie with the people that you work with. Your coworkers may not. I consider Marlon a friend, but I don't think we're all friends with every single coworker with.
That's normal, though. You're not going to be.
Yeah.
Here's what I found in the restaurant business, and I've worked in a restaurant business for almost 30 years, and you have the best of work friends in the world.
Oh yeah.
Until you quit. Right? I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's very dependent on the FaceTime.
Yeah, well, because you see each other all the time.
Because you see each other all the time, and you have an amazing time. To this day, I have work friends that I really don't see outside of work.
True.
You know, but when you see them, you're happy, you light up, what's going on, fill me in, stuff like that. But you really don't catch up with them outside of work.
But that's normal. That's life as a whole, I feel like.
Well, this is a double prong in my sense, because the way it is, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I love Marlon, but if we don't see each other with some continuity per se, we might fret apart. But
but if you can get together and still, when you are together, it's like time never missed.
Yeah.
That's a true friendship.
Okay. No.
That's true.
But the other side of that, the other prong is the out of sight, out of mind when it comes to being sprawled out in a restaurant, which is in particular to mine. I don't want to be so sprawled out for my tables because you're out of sight, out of mind. I'm full of anxiety all the time. And if I can't, I can take care of whatever you want me to take care of within this vicinity. But if you throw one across the room, I don't have I just don't have the ability or physically able to do that. So I'm just riddled with anxiety every minute trying to compensate for that. So yeah, out of sight, out of the mind. And then honestly, I feel like I miss a lot of the people there, or at least the interactions that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, I called several people out, you know, here or there, but very few have called me.
Yeah.
You know? So it is what it is. But it's also kind of new. It's only been several months now. Yeah. And
it's an interesting test, I think, because as I look back on friendships that have been work-related mm-hmm. in the past, I've only taken one or two people with me.
True.
As far as like a friend. And it's just, I think it's a stage in life as well. As an adult, it's a lot of stuff to maintain.
People are like seasons, man.
That's true.
You know, you when they were there for you, when you need them to be there, and it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You grow, you go through different seasons in your life, and that's just normal shit.
So let me let you go on this. Beyond money, and beyond you know, being treated badly or anything like that. For me, I left where you work. It just ran its course.
Yeah, you were there. You were there for
long time. Yeah. As long as you are there now,
exactly.
Now I think you're there longer, and I just couldn't. I couldn't go to one more meeting. I couldn't hear one more thing from anybody. I just knew
that you just need a change.
I needed. I didn't care if it was change, bro. I was Dunsky.
Yeah. No, yeah. And that's fair. Yeah.
I had a really, really a job that was very, very good. And I remember the decision that the ultimate one was we had to do the taste test. And every single day you had a clipboard and you had to temper everything. You had to taste it. And by the way, the soup is delicious. It was seafood gumbo. Really excellent soup. Mm-hmm. I go, I can't do it. And I can't, I can't taste this one more time. And then I can't lie to you I'm tell you that I tasted it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't want to lie to you because I respect the people that I work with. And I go, I don't want to have to lie to you that I'm not going to taste that anymore.
Yes.
So I said, that's the last time I'm going to taste it. And I did. And then I gave my notice like a couple of weeks after that. And it was a high paying job, which was coveted. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, man, I don't know. I go, there's certain things that you got to just say, draw the limit. I go, I'm not going to do that again.
It's weird how it's these weird little things that kind of push
you over the edge.
Yeah, I quit a job because I didn't want to recite the offerings anymore. Of like, it was the sides mm-hmm. and the dressings. Mm-hmm. It was so monotonous. Mm-hmm. Put it on a goddamn menu, please. Yeah. Like, I was just tired of it. Baked potato, sweet potato, home fries.
Oh, you know what I mean? Goodness.
And then it's like ranch. I was like,
it's just too much.
It's too much to do constantly.
Daily.
You feel daily, like multiple times a night.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You hear it in your ears. I'm talking about it in your sleep.
It was too much.
You feel like an asshole.
Yes.
I hate reciting stuff. As a lot of, and even then, like stuff that I've created, like at our job, that we were together later that I left, we were giving a lot of carte blanche to do and say however. Yes. There was never, here, hand them the menus or when to hand them the menus. Or there was like other places, 41 steps of service, and exactly this is when, where are you going to place it? Or are you going to hand them the menu? And this place, I created my little spiel. I created the way I described the thing because I take pride in what I do. And then I got bored of my own shit. So who can blame the corporations? Can only do so much because I would get bored. If I got bored of my own stuff, you know, who can blame them, man?
Thank you so much for sharing, man.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have. Thank you for having me.
Always. Omar Raso, back in the house. Reach out to us if you do have a story about why you wanted to quit your job and you couldn't do it any longer. Why you quit your job? Was it physically demanding? Yeah. And how you did it.
And how you did it.
Did you go through the steps? Did you leave on good terms? And did you go to greener pastures?
Absolutely.
And you can always email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. Leave a comment down below on the YouTubes. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Subscribe, people.
We will see you next time.
Later. Boys killing them out there. Haters don't lie. Killing them out there. Haters don't lie. Killing them out there.